MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back with you.
Okay, we got it. Well, Andy, even though the Red Sox are really not playing right now, you're telling me that they are playing in the, well, Stratomatic is simulating the actual Major League Baseball season as we speak?
Yes, the old board game, Bill. They are simulating the season, and all teams have their games being played. And as of today, on April 17th, Red Sox find themselves with a record of 10-10, third place in the AL East, 3.5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox were off yesterday, so I cannot provide you any nuggets on how they did and who did what. But, you know, a record of 10-10 at this point in the season, I'm not too surprised about that. I mean, the way things are looking for the season going forward, that's probably what you're going to expect for the overall season, if you're lucky, about a .500 record.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I think 10-10, considering what we're looking at, isn't too bad right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that Ron Renicki's really doing a job, but what's he doing in real life as we speak, the interim Sox manager?
He's throwing out a few reports out there for us. He lets us know a few injury updates. Outfielder Alex Verdugo, he was the major piece coming back to the Red Sox in the Mookie Betts trade to the Dodgers. Renicki says he's making significant progress in his recovery from a stress fracture in his back. And Renicki also said that pitcher Colin McHugh, the Red Sox picked up as a free agent just prior to the start of spring training, is progressing from a flexor strain in his throwing elbow.
All right, so baseball is not playing now. We got word from the president yesterday about so-called a three-tier plan to reopen the country. Unfortunately, I don't know where baseball fits into all this with crowds and watching games and so on. But what are you hearing from Major League Baseball, as of today?
Well, Major League Baseball is considering a radical division realignment for the coming season by having them made up geographically based on team spring training sites in Florida and Arizona. Of course, these games would be played without fans. The Red Sox would be in what would be called the Grapefruit League South, and they'll be matched up in their division with the Twins, Braves, Rays, and Orioles.
So a year without fans, probably not the worst thing for us Red Sox fans, to be quite honest with you. But these will be made for TV events for sure, correct? I would imagine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Obviously, no fans in the stands. They could put some fake fans in the stands like they're doing in Taiwan. I saw a highlight this morning of a game that was played last night, and they showed a player hitting a walk-off home run. And there are hundreds of mannequins in the stands enjoying the action. So maybe that's something you will see spread out throughout the stadiums if they do get these games underway at some point.
Yeah, like those wooden coyotes they put out on golf courses or whatever to scare the geese away.
You go. Yeah. They could have some of those out in the stands too. Why not?
So if I'm a carpenter and I'm looking for work, I'd make some cutout Red Sox fans for sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Make a little extra money that way, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we have some other Red Sox news here too, right, Andy?
Yep, the 2018 World Series MVP, Steve Pearce, he announced his retirement the other day after a 13-year career. He played for seven teams, hit .254 with 91 career home runs. Pearce played in 79 games for the Red Sox between 2018 and 2019, batting .240 with 8 home runs. In the 2018 World Series, to get that MVP award, Pearce hit .333, 3 home runs, and drove in 8.
Gotcha. Andy, the Red Sox, like other organizations, even this has got to be a hardship for the wealthy Red Sox organization with not being able to, get fans into the stadium. No TV ratings, obviously, no concessions to sell. But they're still helping out, I understand?
Yes, they are. There's a few items that they're working on at this point. The team's charitable foundation is establishing the Red Sox Foundation Emergency Hardship Fund. It's going to help people struggling for food around New England and around the team's spring training home in Fort Myers, Florida. People who demonstrate financial hardship will be eligible for a $250 grocery gift card. Those needing help can apply online at redsoxfoundation.org/hardship. And also, Major League Baseball is providing meals for kids who rely on their schools to eat. Dozens of players have raised more than $1 million for the Home Plate Project, including Red Sox pitcher Nate Eovaldi and first baseman Mitch Moreland. Project will help provide over 4 million meals, and the Red Sox also announced this week they're going to donate 4 tickets to healthcare workers for every game in perpetuity from the workers at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. So a couple things that the Red Sox are working on to help provide some relief and hopefully some brighter days ahead for some people.
Well, those healthcare workers can just leave their PPE on and head on over to the ballpark someday, maybe. Yeah.
Yep, just a nice walk down the street and off they go.
Yeah. Well, Andy, any other, you know, what do you think? I mean, remember they floated this idea maybe a couple of weeks ago, oh, we're going to play all our games in Arizona. That fell through, right?
Yeah, that one kind of fell through. That's when they came up with the split situation with the Florida and Arizona playing games there. Honestly, I don't know how this is all going to play out. I mean, I'm not going to be surprised, to be totally honest with you, if there's just no season for Major League Baseball coming up in 2020. That would not shock me one bit. But if they can figure out a way to, you know, have games played in Arizona and Florida and give us something to watch, players can play some games, but they're going to have to be quarantined in hotels. They'll have to be tested probably daily for the coronavirus. And what happens if one person does get the coronavirus that's at one of these facilities? Then do they shut the whole league down? How long do you wait until you open it back up again? And a lot of potential issues out there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just obviously you go on the old DL, as if you will, but you're right. The testing is a huge key, and I still think we're a couple of weeks away from having that completely figured out, or hopefully figured out with a plan and ramping up in place for some of these things. The other thing, too, is even though baseball, I get it, it could, you know, they could make it a priority. It, in the minds of a lot of folks, it's really not the priority that healthcare workers are, essential workers are, those kinds of things, trying to get back to normal.
Absolutely. But it would be a nice diversion if they can get some kind of sports going for people at the same time, so we will have to see how this is going to play out. It's a day-to-day situation, no doubt about it.
I've heard they have this light that they shine. If you walk into a ballpark, that it erases the germs or something like that. I don't know if I did hear that, and I don't know whether it actually could work or not. But they could just screw those bulbs into the ballpark lights at night, and boom, you're good, right?
Hey, that sounds like a plan. I'll go for that.
Just got to replace all the lights at Fenway Park and all these other parks, and we're ready to go. All right.
Get right on it. Give us something to do.
Well, Andy, you you stay warm over the weekend with the snow coming, but take care.
We'll try.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone still hanging in there with us here on MSONewsports.com.